again, it's money. Let's clean that bag.
For real. Okay, cool. We are recording. I don't know why I'm clapping for ourselves, but clap, clap, clap. Hi, hello. You're listening to an episode of Mentuik, the It's Spoken podcast, brought to you by Brammer and John. You can catch us every Fridays on soundcloud.com/Mentuik Pod and on our website, brammerandjohn.com. You can also catch our reruns on Sundays on YouTube, accompanied with some visuals. I'm your host, Nems.
And I'm Salda, and we'll be discussing, possibly debating, a range of topics where... Bro, I should have the script up, but I don't have the script up. So basically, we're going to talk here. We're going to enjoy it. And you're going to get involved in discussions and follow us on our social medias.
Follow us on media. Social media.
And to get involved in discussion.
Yeah, I'm going to close all of this that's currently up. So you guys have your free, like, read my screen. It's fine. I don't care. So this is what I'm saying. I actually just start sentences in the middle. And
well, you tweeted about like how you assume everybody knows what's going on in your head.
Yeah, I could tell from your face that you probably couldn't tell why I just started rambling from the middle. But I was literally just talking about the fact that I had this screen up and the camera was recording the screen. And so I was like, yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm trying to do better. So I've set the alarm.
Oh, you actually set the timer?
Yes, there's a timer.
Do you know how long we've been saying we're going to do 45 minutes? We're going to commit. And we just don't.
So what I'm saying is, as soon as this alarm goes off.
Bye. Peace out, A-Town down.
Podcast done. Even a sentence. That's it. That's the end.
Okay.
There's not even, I'm just going to stop recording. Everything block off. We'll be nice and say bye, but that's the most. So, go straight into our hadith. You've not got it open, so I'll read it out this week. Okay. On the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every joint of a person must perform a charity each day that the sun rises.
You're just thinking, what
are they just sent shorts? Like, some of us just stay in our beds. To judge justly between two people is a charity. To help a man with his mount, lifting him onto it or hoisting up his belongings onto it is a charity. Mm-hmm. And the good word is a charity. And every step that you take towards the prayer is a charity. If that's the only thing I did today, at least I did.
I walked
towards Salah.
Oh, gosh.
And removing a harmful object from the road is a charity. Mm. Al-Bukhari, Muslim, reference 40, Hadith Nawawi 26.
I think I've done something good today, so I'm just going to tell myself I've done something good.
I ain't cussed nobody. So I'm going to take that. Like, I've been doing a lot on this, like, self-development journey.
Really?
Where I've been minding my business. I've been looking. Sometimes you think evil things, but you don't say it. Mashallah. I don't give nobody negative energy. I'm even going out of my way to double tap now. I'm like, I'm just like... even though like I'm trying not to be on social media anyways because it's a waste of everybody's time, but I obviously am on it, so I'm just like, let me like, so these are all things that I've decided are charity. Mashallah. Is me existing.
My existence is a charity, guys.
It really is.
Enjoy it.
Because it's an active process.
Really,
I don't just get to breathe for free. I'm not a fish. Like, I'm actually consciously doing things every day. And so yeah, the fact that I'm striving on the great, on the right path, I've got to take that, man.
You just have to. Like, I don't know who makes the rules up here, but that is what that's I'm going to take.
That's my rule. That's what I'm saying. It's my without a capital M, though. I'm small. You're saying it with your chest, but you're whispering.
Fine.
That's exactly what it is.
Charity, what did I do today? This is why 99 is a scam, because I just feel like I went into work. I did my work.
And you didn't harm anybody.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. I even said nice things to someone I don't really like.
So that's a charity. And I'm sure you had like the intention to like do good. Like, if an old woman came, you'd have given up your seat. The intention alone is a charity.
That's how the office works, but you know.
No, as in like on the bus, on the way to work.
Oh, on the train. But yeah, definitely. Yeah.
See, I'm sure that works, that counts somewhere. The fact that had there been someone that needed your help, you'd have helped.
Yeah. I was listening to something yesterday, actually. I think I mentioned it in another podcast about like how Allah rewards. Okay, so if you intend to do a good thing and you do it, Allah rewards you 10 to a certain amount for that reward. And then when you intend to do something but someone stops you from doing that thing, or something stops you, then you still get rewarded for that thing. And then when you intend to do something bad and you stop doing that bad thing, you get rewarded for not doing that bad thing. But not if you weren't not if it wasn't deliberate. So let's say I'm gonna go and do something. If I was gonna go and murder someone, if somebody was gonna go and murder someone, and like the only reason they didn't get there is because they got in a car crash, that's not the thing they get rewarded for. They get rewarded for them be like, you know what, yeah, let me drop my gun and go back. But if you do the sin, you only get rewarded, you only get punished one time. So I listened to that yesterday. I was like, wow, that was really cool, man. He's just multiplying all my good deeds. And Mel, I will continue to multiply my good deeds.
I mean.
Our good deeds.
I mean.
But yeah, I think I mentioned it in another podcast and we were a bit like, I'm not sure. But I feel like I heard it. And then I heard it yesterday. I was like, yes, this is definitely a thing. So look at Allah just like multiplying our good deeds, man. And like giving us reasons to like, giving us ways in which we can be rewarded. So even like the intention of doing something good and maybe not necessarily being able to do that good, you still get rewarded.
I think, do you know what? I just had a thought, yeah. And like, you know how like reward systems you can like be counting, and how like maybe at work they're like, oh, if you work like a commission based place and they're like, oh, if you do this, you're going to earn this, and you end up counting the systems. I was thinking, do you know how like sick it will be that you get to heaven and you've counted all your rewards in your head, like you're already like, I'm this average, maybe like a 3.5 Muslim, I might just have to suffer a little bit, but I feel like, you know, like
I did enough, you know.
Do you know what I mean? Like I hell is not my final destination. Like you get there and God's like, that one time you helped that lady cross the road, that's 10 points. And then he just like topping. Can you just imagine how overwhelming that feeling must be, that you're just there thinking, I am basic point basic, and God's like, that one time you wiped the toilet seat in a public bathroom, you cleaned it up for the next person, there's 10 points. The one time you wiped your table after, you know, eating at a restaurant to help the worker.
I do that. Oh, yeah.
I packed our way after. I was like, I think it's just disrespectful. That's 100. The one time you stood there and you held the door for 100 people because nobody wanted to take the door off you, and you were low-key pissed but you didn't say nothing, that's another 10 points.
Or like, you moved something halfway out of the way, like we said in the hadith. Like, even just kicking something out of the way because it was in your way, but knowing that it's in the way and you didn't jump over it, but you actually moved it. That is something.
For real. How many times, like, I've thrown something, it's not gone into the bin, and I've walked back to put it into the bin? Just because, low-key, I've always felt like I don't want to be that person who doesn't put something in the bin and everyone's watching, like, look at her littering. But also, because I just don't like littering.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel
the
like...
the environment, the world is dying, you know?
For real. I think there's plenty of opportunities for us to...
do good.
Think. And the fact that they're called charity... that's it's cute. Really nice. Like, I think I spoke about it last episode as well. I was like, the word charity is like, it's like, it's not just a good deed, it's like, it's a favor, like it's something that's beneficial to other people. That's how you kind of see what charity is. Like, you don't see it as helping yourself, you see it's helping other people. And the fact that like God counts it as like a charity, and like that's even when you speak good, it's a charity. Yeah, like you're doing good for other people.
Yeah,
I think that's really amazing, because you don't really know how big it was, but like I said, I think it's amazing. God is amazing. And yeah.
Amen.
So we are going into our current affairs. Current affairs. I feel like we're rushing, but then I keep looking down and going, we've got a whole half an hour left. Really? Then I know how we get.
We're going to get into this and then it's just going to be, oh my gosh, there's only 5 minutes left. Mindfulness.
Yeah. And I lucky didn't even have anything written for mindfulness, but we'll figure something out. So current affairs, top of the list, Christ Church. Take it away, Sada.
Oh.
I already said what I had to say offline, off podcast.
You're just like, insider. What do I say? I think this is the one thing, not to say that all the other bad things have happened in the news that affect me, but like, I think on the day it happened, I remember I was going to work. I was just like, I'm going to work. Then my colleague asked me, and I was like, yeah, that's actually mad sad. And the more I started thinking about it, the sad I got, sort of thing. Like, it actually just, I don't know. But at the same time, like we said offline, what do you call it? Oppression Olympics. I just feel like it's weird.
People are using it to co-opt. Like they're co-opting this movement to push their own political agendas.
I just think that's...
yeah, they've tainted it. And
weird. Why are you doing that?
I'm not even going to lie. Like, just coming online and I'd be like, oh, we're still talking about this. And then I'll come offline. Because I was just like, I don't want to engage in these conversations.
Really?
I just don't want to be a part of this conversation. Like, I just felt like...
yeah, I wanted to say stuff. I wanted to, like, express how I felt. But I just realised I felt really sad. I just had nothing to say.
Yeah, that's what I felt. I feel like I only had 3 tweets and I was just like, I'm actually really sad about this. And I'm just going to go away. That's how I felt. And I felt like a lot of it... I think it just goes back to my belief that everyone should just talk about I and leave it at I. Once you start going... this is how the Muslims, or this is how, did it, like, once you start speaking on behalf of everybody else, it gets really murky and it gets really insincere for me. And I felt like this is not,
this is not the time and the place to do it.
And like, there was one day when I was going to be so bad, I was like, Muslim, I wanted to tweet, we have a 3-day mourning limit, can you wrap it up? Because I just felt like people weren't even mourning. They were just,
you do see, we're that,
doing
this,
we're doing that, come support us.
And an opportunity to push themselves and to make themselves bigger of the tragedy of some people losing their lives in such a horrible way. And I just, obviously, I never know that, I can never see into people's hearts. Mm. But like, at the same time, you'll be looking at people and be like,
we spoke about this with Cadets Mourning. I felt like you can't dictate to people how they should mourn, and you can't tell people how they should react to things, which is why I keep quiet a lot of the times and I tell myself off a lot of the times, because some people want to process by doing everything they're doing and feeling active and being involved in the community. So I was like, cool. But at the same time, I felt as though what we did as a community, where for some it's positive and for others it's negative, you didn't let anybody take a break from this trauma. It was just constantly pushing it into people's faces. And I felt some people, and I don't know, like, I just feel like we do this with all traumas. I think I spoke to you about it. I was like, we do this with every single time something happens. We don't, there's no break. It's just, we've been speaking about it for almost a week now. It's just constant, constant. And then from there, it's just more attacks. And it's just like, I don't think we know as people, because we're relatively new to this social media generation, I don't think we know the impact of what we are doing to ourselves are. And we probably won't know for another good few years when the studies start to come out. And it's just like, for XYZ number of years, we radicalize ourselves by consuming nothing but trauma, by pushing nothing but school shootings, Black Lives Matter. Not that any of these
things shouldn't be pushed. Things shouldn't be pushed.
It was, it's just that it's 24/7.
Like, I haven't gone, and it's not been one time I've gone on my TL and haven't seen something about Christchurch and this, or like the aftermath of, for example, the mosque in Birmingham, or East London mosque, something happened there.
And it's not just Christchurch, there's other things that are happening as well. Like, you go on your timeline today and Trump's talking about Israel should be declared owner of some city or state.
I feel like Trump's someone I've mentally muted, though, because I keep seeing do you get like notifications from Twitter with, like, oh, they're starting a live broadcast with Trump, blah 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 blah.
No.
I get that all the time now. I'm just like, I don't want to know. Like, I just, Trump is someone
there's no willful ignorance anymore. And I feel like, as much as we see ignorance as a bad thing, it's needed. I feel like you need,
at least to be able to have the choice to turn off, like,
you should have room to process these informations. We don't have any room to process anything anymore. It's just bang. Yeah, there's no wolf. There's no, like, sometimes it's, of course it's not good to be ignorant, but it's just mad that we don't get
a break.
We don't. And then also we're expected to put out well thought out, well, concise messaging in the 10 minutes that traumas happen. And that's why I was like, can any of these Muslims really come out and say, or can any of these victims really come out and say they're going to walk the streets looking for someone to stab in retaliation, looking for a white to stab in retaliation the way our good friend Liam Neeson did? No. And it's not even that a race thing, it's the times have changed. You are constantly being faced with nothing but trauma, nothing but attacks, nothing but just like corrupt world and whatnot, and we are expected to handle it better than he handled his friend's attack, but then also to continuously be put front line and center with all these things. I just don't think we're going to survive. So that's why, from now henceforth, if you post anything, I'm just going to mute you.
Really?
Yeah, I've already started. I'm just,
anything to do with this?
No, not just this, everything. Anything to do, I think we spoke about it last year as well, like anything to do with rare illnesses, someone is inadvertently dying, like anything, death countdowns, that's sort of like,
you just don't want it.
I don't want to know. I'm done. Especially, really? I need a year's break minimum, so I'm done. Anything to do, the people that are championing, and it's not that the news, the Christchurch people, I don't want to know about it, it's that I've engaged enough with it. I have nothing but in my heart anyways, I want nothing but the best for them and their family. I want Allah to forgive them and to accept them into the highest ranks in Jannah, and I want nothing but goodness for them and for all the Muslims. Like, I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. I just don't want to engage in this dark side of the internet anymore. So anything attacks, muted, anything...
So you've muted it on your Twitter?
I've not muted the words. And it's not words I'm muting, it's people. So people who I think seem to, like, love to engage and love in, to...
like, stuff like that.
Yeah, and they want to just...
be forefront and centre.
Right, yeah, they're muted. And I don't want to say activists, because there's difference between activists and people that are actually fighting for a cause and they stick to their one particular cause. I know if I'm following you, this is the cause I'm following you for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people who just want to be BBC News 24/7. And I'm not even following BBC News. So, do you understand? Like, I feel like I want to control what I'm into, engaging with.
Mm.
And I want to engage with things that are only going to be of benefit to me. And I know mentally I need a break. I don't want to keep on seeing things that I have no power or control over, that all I can do is feel
helpless towards.
Yeah, like, how many... just today as well, someone's posted that a ferry has sank. Like, why should I keep on seeing nothing but death? It's like the timeline's the Grim Reaper. I don't. Soz, no.
But then what about being aware about what's going on around you in the world?
And that's the interesting thing. Muting things and blocking people does not stop me from being aware, because people will tell me. And if it's something that's needed, it's just I'm limiting the number of times I'm being told, because it's not impossible for information to come your way these days. I'm not saying that I'm never going to find out about things.
Mm.
My brother's not on Twitter, but he knows everything that's going on Twitter. I'm just controlling the channels. Oh, we still don't know, actually.
I actually don't know that.
No, but he finds out things like days later, or like in the group chat, someone might post a link into his group chats and be like, so he knows like the trending topics because you banter about it amongst your friends and stuff. Yeah. Like that.
I always wonder, like, if you don't have Twitter or maybe Instagram.
He doesn't have socials, but he's
he doesn't.
He knows what's going on.
How do people like that like know what's going on?
It's usually group chat, but it's not like no. It's usually group chats, conversations with people.
Because I just feel like group chats are just... I'm sorry, guys. I love you all. But I just don't engage with them until I'm ready to engage with them.
Yeah.
So like, a lot of group chats...
But then that's also because we are totally online 24/7 and we're accessible. So it's just like all this information. And now we're getting so much that none of them is worthy in a way.
Yeah, I know what you mean in that sense. So like everything's coming to you and it's just like boom, 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 boom. Listen to me.
You're just...
You
can't even
like... it's not prioritized. You can't like...
manage your focus.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why I feel like if I mute everything and just be like, this Instagram first and foremost, yeah, I've been speaking it and I'm hopefully I'm speaking this into existence. I feel like I'm going to unfollow everybody at some point and leave Instagram to just pretty pictures. I want Instagram to just be where I see...
make another account.
Everyone says that, but I don't want several accounts. I just want one place. Do you understand? Like, I already have several accounts for different things, and it's the most tiring thing. All the other accounts, they run through scheduling. I think I've spoken to you about
it.
I just go on to the internet one day, upload a week's worth of content and leave it. Like, I don't log in, and I don't want to be attached to social media accounts like that, where I have... it's people have it, they have their I don't know what's it called again, like their fake account or their fraud account, god knows, where they their Finsta. It's like it's like a second account where you're basically catfishing. You don't pretend to be someone else. You're yourself still, but it's a version of you that majority of people can't see, or you don't want to show to me. So some people use it. They post pictures about their headscarf. They don't follow anybody on it, but they might just DM.
Okay.
I honestly don't know. It's like a private account, and nobody knows.
I see that. I hear that.
It's like it could be 1, 2, 3, 4. Like nobody. It can't ever be linked to you. So you just chat reckless. And they might just be following the same people, but they just chat reckless. It works better for Twitter. Like, you just do whatever you want to do. Say whatever you want to say. You get it all off your chest and nobody knows that it's you.
I see. I'm kind of side-eyeing that because it's like, that's how dangerous and smelly people
see, use that as a... See, I would make a Finsta if it wasn't for the fact that I know that I'm not someone that double-checks which account is tweeting what. And if I get too comfortable...
you'll tweet it on your actual account and read
yourself. And that's why I also don't do that close friends thing where people do close friends and start sharing hijabless pictures.
Mm.
So I'm just like, I know me.
I will forget to click close friends.
I've done it before on Snapchat. And really? My friend was like, I saw that. I was like, dang.
We weren't surprised to see that.
Damn, like, it was like a 10, straight to story, delete it. But yeah, like, some people have that. So I follow a couple of people's Finsters, and I know it's them, and it's really wreck. It's just like, wow,
this really? Is wreck. Another thing, I'll just say that, why don't you find another way to outlet your, whatever you feel like you need to outlet? Like, why does it have to be on social media? Sort of thing. Like, go for a jog, man.
I'm hoping, like, gym can be the thing that I get addicted to. But
I was once upon a time addicted to the gym.
Yeah, I was for about, 4 or 5 months. And then
I just, like, work is actually in the way of my life. Like, how can I quit my job but still get paid and still pass this placement year? If you know, let me know, okay? Cool. Thanks.
YouTube is the only way.
Honestly, but YouTube
is actual work.
You know, the reason why I can't do YouTube is because of this 9 to 5. Literally.
It's
work. And I'm ready to put the work in now. I've decided. But
same.
I get home. What time do I get home on Monday? Is it after 10? What am I doing on YouTube after 10? I'm going to bed. I'm
ready to be a socialite. That's what I've decided. I just want to live a nice, bougie life.
Honestly. If you're my friend, this is my mood. This is my goal. This is who I am. One of my friends was like, they're trans financial. So they were born, like, yes, essentially broke. Yes. And their true self is to be of that. And I said,
wealthy,
you know what?
I am a wealthy, upper-class white male. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not even mocking anybody's, like, identity crises or anything like that. Like, it's not even a joke, but...
Nah, fam. I feel like that's my optimum.
I definitely know I give white male energy. I own it. And I definitely know that I have white male pockets. Like, I just need... The only thing I don't have is that white male confidence. But it's coming. I need
what
to be able
to... white male confidence? That, oh yeah, they say anything and it's absolute crap, but they say it with their chest.
Yeah. I don't have that.
Nah, it's because we're brought up with sense and shame.
But it's clearly not doing nothing for me. He's not saying it and then getting 100k salary, so I'm wondering, like, no, do I too just blag my way into, like,
that's called white privilege. And we're not born of that.
But this is what I'm saying, I'm a whole white man. Really? I've been a white man, like, I don't know why people are telling me
white
why I am
pockets, okay.
I
have black
a
pockets,
white man,
but they're deep.
In bootcut jeans and shoes, brown shoes with black belts, because for some reason people don't like to match their shoe and belt.
Yes. Yeah, no. Listen,
and how have you got like white man attitude? Jacket. White man pocket, not attitude. Oh. I said I'm just a white male. You know they come in different shapes and sizes.
I see.
But I'm literally a white male.
In what say? So repeat your ways.
You're right there, love.
I'm so confused. For 2 seconds I was like, why is my friend doing this? I just can't. No. Also, when men move to me, I just it's just that
you were just like, oh, see,
no,
that white male energy.
Oh wow. Oh gosh,
put it on you, man. Like, yeah, I'm ready.
I think I'm still in the black lane. I just feel like
I'm black. I'm very black. I'm just white. You don't have to understand it, we just have to accept it. That is what the 21st century has become.
Uh-huh. You have to accept me for who I am. Exactly.
Listen,
okay.
My pronouns are wealthy. That's it. You refer to me as wealthy.
I'm gonna use that. Please don't get offended, guys, but honestly, my pronouns are wealthy.
You will call money onto me because that's all I am at this point.
I thought about this week. I've been thinking about it, like, yo, like, how am I gonna secure the bag? Because when I say the bag, I mean the money bag this time, because I just don't see any other way this is going to end.
I was saying this before, I was like, financial gain is not my motivation, but sometimes you'll just be hearing, like, James Charles posted that he gets 50k a day. That's what I said. Someone was like, can you come down to my school or something like that? And he was like, yeah, his daily appearance fee is 50k. And I just thought,
50 to appear.
I looked at it twice. I was like, is this photoshopped? Is this what? And then I was like, no, but this logically does make sense, because I mean, yeah, like,
may Allah give us the same, if not more.
Add an extra zero. I
mean, like, wait, so to appear somewhere, 50k? I have to go home and ask my mom to make dua, because I was just listening to a lecture that was done. I don't know if the person knew I recorded them, but I recorded them, so yeah. And they were saying how, like, the dua of their parents, basically the dua of their mother, is serious. So I'm gonna go
my
home.
My mom, yeah.
I'm gonna write all these things and be like, mummy, make dua. making sure there's no options.
Are bad mans, yeah. Like, there is not a single thing. I don't think I praise my parents enough yet. Because first and foremost, I think I've said it on, like, every episode. Any chance I get, I like to remind everybody that I am not the child. If we're picking children, I will skip me. Because, personally, I am troublesome. But we thank God for growth and the fact that, like, this is who I am now and I don't regret anything. Like, I am a fantastic being. Wow, God, he outdid himself, but then it's God. So, no, like, boss. Takes a boss to make a boss. I'm sorry. I lucky believe God loves me and I'm his favourite, but... I feel like he just was like, extra sparkle here. And no complaints. But yeah, before I was going to go on, you know, but I just thought, wow, pride, mustard seed. Let's come back to Islam. But yeah, like, my parents are the kings and queens of that. And they used to piss me off with my dad when I didn't understand better. Mm-hmm. Because you'll be having a legit argument with my dad and my dad will respond in that. And you'll just be like, do you not have words? Like, I will legit be like, let me not even give an actual specific argument. But let's say, like, my dad did something to piss me off. Yeah, and I was just like, do you know what? I don't even care about no oof. I'm going to tell you about yourself because that's what someone I know, not me. that's what apparently some kids used to do. Don't know them. But I'd message my dad, like, stuff. And then he'll just be like, may Allah forgive us all and grant us tough. And I'll be like, no. This is not forgiveness. Yeah. This is conversation. And I'm not saying it's a healthy way to handle things. But I'm saying, like, alhamdulillah, like, now as I'm older, I'm not fussed that my dad replies in da'a because I know I need da'a ultimately. Back then, obviously, it would have been nice if you're raising kids to have conversations with them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Nigerian parents, you win some, you lose some. We're not mad. It's all love. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody mad about that. But yeah, he would reply in da'a constantly to everything. So I know that all my dad does is da'a. Like, he just showers you with da'a. And whether it's... That's separate. My mum... 100%. My mum loves her Quran, loves her tahajjud, loves her da'a, loves her anything, pray about it. And there was a time when I used to hate that response to things, but now, cool, like, okay, we gonna pray. Mm-hmm. We gonna talk to God, like,
yeah, because this is really the only thing I've got, to be honest. You do all the fighting, it's just like, you know what, okay, I'm back here now. Yeah, like, pray, Matt. Let's go.
When people aren't offering solutions, but pray about it, yeah. But I'm not saying that, like, it's the perfect response, because it'll piss you off when you need solution based responses. Like, practical
and yeah.
But at this point in my life, where I'm just like, why am I asking you? You're just as jobless as me. Like, you, what can we're you actually even asking do?
People just as useless as you. People on the same level and having the same struggles as you to help you. Don't get me wrong. Like, Allah's gonna help you through the vices of people. But, like, I'm now starting to do this a lot more too. Like, when I'm in a situation, I'm like, oh, yeah, Allah, help me. Like, my colleague who sits next to me, yeah, the amount of times I say, Allah, 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 he's just like, yo, I'm just like, who am I going to call? Am I going to call you? Even though he's my mentor. Am I going to call you when I'm stressed? No, I'm going to call
Allah. Like, your first port of call is God. Then your mind clears. And then I'll call him. And then you're like, oh,
and he was like,
yeah,
you know what? Actually, that makes sense. Yeah, it does make sense.
And I'm like, you should ask me. No, God sent me to you. You know, like,
exactly.
You know, that's why when people tweet, yeah, oh, thank you, God, my mom's just survived, blah, 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 XYZ operation. And some are like, no, the surgeons. No. God sent the surgeons, yeah? Exactly. Understand.
Exactly. Like, levels.
Do not even be like, no, humanity, who gave you the hands?
Exactly.
Please. Who
gave you the hands, the ability, the intellect, the everything we can live with?
Your whole formula has been based off of one person, one being. And now you've managed to do this thing and you're telling me it's not God, it's the being.
Yeah.
So me, I'm a...
Let's make it make sense, okay? Cool.
Make it make sense. But yeah. That ultimate thing, I don't even know how we ended up on da'a, because that's mad. And we've low-key become one of those religious podcasts when we were just chatting shit before. Wow, I feel like this is perfect duality. Like, this is just where you come for haram. And then at the end, we're like, Allahumma khurili. And then it's like, slate wipe cleaned. Wow, God. I'm so blessed that I'm your favourite. Because, yay, if I wasn't, I'd be scared. Oh gosh, wow.
Feel like with the podcast to give you like reality, do you know what I mean? Because I feel like, not to do own holds, but less you go to some podcasts, I don't really listen to like Islamic podcasts per se.
No.
They listen to other people and it's just like they just skip out the entire Muslim of themselves. But I feel like we're the middle ground of like, we're keeping it 100.
It's humanity and Islamic. Like, I just feel like we're not I'm not going to be here and be like to you, yeah, man, I do all my sunnahs. I've not eaten a single meal Mondays and Thursdays. I don't even know what a man looks like. Wow, I'm so holy. Like, I just feel like that's fraudulent.
Yeah, exactly. And keeping it real.
And if you're going for lectures, then come off my timeline. Like, this isn't...
Yeah, we never said we're coming to do that. We're giving you the dua at the beginning because obviously we're trying to be nice and that. You can't ask on the Day of Judgment because
we're going to be like, look at the deeds. Selfish thing. That's not even for anything else, but that's just for us and making sure that we did not just talk about anything and everything.
Yeah.
Because there was that was it a hadith a few pods back where Allah was like, he detests frivolous speaking, like just empty, there's a word.
Empty
speech. Speaking.
And generally, just generally, right. Islamically, you're not just supposed to just, obviously you can talk, but like, back it. So this is our back end, isn't
it? Back it and end it with Allah Makhfirli. And blame everything on shaitan. That's the energy. Anything that's for this of benefit, that's from me. Alhamdulillah, I'm from God. The rest is from shaitan. I have no ownership of this being. This body, what? This ruh, soz. I'm just clay.
We like to interweave the reality of life, you know.
Life is a mess, and if we don't banter through it, and I think we've got like the bantering with the truth thing on deck. Like, we're not actually lying,
exactly.
So it's like absolutely halal laughter. Like, we should totally be comedians.
We should give it a go.
I know, but I just can't be someone's entertainment monkey.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, make us laugh. Tell me a joke. I hate when people say tell me a joke because I'm funny, yeah, but I can't. I work for myself, not for you. So I make you laugh because I want to make you laugh, not because you want to laugh, sort of thing. It's not on demand. It's by me, sort of thing.
There's not a single thing that I think I do on demand in this life. Like, when I think of something about my personality, I just have to skip me. Like, you know, when you want your child, you're like, oh, I want my child to have all these traits. Yeah, I'm gonna need my child to miss the stubborn altogether, because there's not a single thing that I think I do on demand.
Really?
Yeah. And it's the root of literally all the problems with everybody I've ever had. It's like, I will do it when I want to, and if you ask me wrong, then I'm just like, that spirit where I wanted to do it has left.
Yeah.
So now we're just both gonna sit here, like,
now we're just gonna wait.
And then my mom will be like, I am the mother, and I'm just like, is that your final argument? Because you know she's won, but you low-key are like,
yeah, where do you go from here?
I'm like, no matter what, we will never be age mates. And then I'm like, but I didn't want to be age mates, but I can't say it out loud.
Yeah, that was not the point. That the point isn't that we're age mates. The point is, I'm here.
No, you can't treat me like this, Nancy. The day. The day.
Yeah, RIP, innit? But, next.
Okay.
What's the time saying?
We've got 12 minutes left, so we need to speed it up. Wow. But we've already mentioned the multiple mosques in Birmingham. We mentioned that, like, early on.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we've got Burning Sun. So last week we spoke quite briefly about the Burning Sun Malka scandal.
Yes.
We didn't really get into it. Only update I have is John Joo Young, JJY, has been arrested.
Finally.
My only comment on that, right, is that I'm not even going to lie, I was a bit heartbroken.
Why?
I was just throw like, when I find...
where it belongs.
Here's the thing. This is what I'm saying.
In the bin.
So before the arrest and everything, I was like, I think I've just been...
In the bin, Nima. Let him go.
He's gone. Like, mm-hmm. Snip. And this is why I'm like, I'm not consuming anything anymore. I'm done with any third party.
I can't do it.
I just can't. I was like, oh my God, black man. I'm just back. Oh, see, no context against us. But yeah, prior to this scandal, mm-hmm. I was deep down in Korea land, like, hey, what's good, yeah, Asia?
She was like,
woo! I shouldn't even do that. I still have stuff for her.
But, oh yeah, this is beautiful.
For real, this scandal happened, and then like all this conversation started happening about the culture and just how misogynistic it was. And like a lot of the times when you're doing fangirling, right, you kind of leave your morals behind, because fangirling is just about having like a good time in the moment.
Really?
And you don't really, it's like, the two become mutually exclusive. Like, you don't really think about how...
Is this right?
This person... Not is it right, but how this person applies to reality. It's just, I'm never going to meet you. This is just about, you know, good old eye candy or whatever. This is my views anyways, because some fangirls are actually mad. So you don't really think that, this is a real person to an extent. At least, I don't think I did. I think I just enjoyed them for the character that they put out. And I was aware that they was putting out a character. I just didn't... think about the other, yeah, just how far that character was from moral and ethical, you know. And so now he's finally been arrested.
He's been arrested, right?
And like, there's pictures, and I'm like, oh, poor babe. And I'm thinking, why am I thinking this? Because he looks a little bit sad.
Oh, right. Really?
I was like, oh, poor babe. Like, sad. You know, he's reading his speech and he's like a little bit of a hiccup. I was like, oh. And then I'm like, but no, you're a garbage criminal.
In the bin where it belongs. Yeah, in the, so, deep in the landfills. Actually, not in the
I just wish criminals were ugly. That's just all I can say then. Like, I think I'm finding it really hard.
So are we leaving Korea land now? Returning to Black
I did spend a bit of this week in Blackland ish, but I'm just not committed because
I thought you were mentioning it.
I'm sorry guys.
So it's not serious.
I just really have no shame. Woo, along McCreely. I'm not even joking, but wow. No, I did spend this week a bit in Blackland, but it wasn't
See, I never left. If I'm talking about my preference or whatnot.
But it's just like, Black people don't put out that much content like that. Like,
which is why I don't have this problem, because I don't have anyone to fangirl over. So, like...
Like, Koreans, like, constantly, just, they're just like... The K-Variety, K-Drama.
They're drowning you in their facade. Content,
for real.
And when they break that facade,
and then
facade,
it's just like, every now and then you get... AJ bad. Might just post a picture, and they're just like, oh, okay, AJ. But then he might just say something, and you're just like, oh, why did you speak? Like, no offense to AJ, because I actually really love him. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like... Something takes you out of that reality of just post your picture and go. Why'd you have to? And with Koreans, like, it's not
the Black
men
are being good to you. They're giving you what's real.
The real reality. Yeah. And like, Black male Twitter, yeah, it's just. I feel like I stick to the toxic, you know, and I just feel like. I feel like that's just what I'm going to have to do.
What I can handle.
Right. Like, the facade that's been sold, is from, especially from drama land and stuff, which I've never agreed with anyways, was just like this perfectly perfect man who is just. The right amount of empathy and emotion and just and vulnerability,
just ticking all the boxes, but the boxes
tall,
were even real.
With bank and, you know, just tick, wears tick, great tick, outfits, tick, little tick, bit of makeup tick, so his skin's always fresh. So you're watching and you're just thinking, wow, a hero. And then
do you realise who he really is?
For real. But then when you come up to our content, we don't do stuff like that. We're all about the grit and the I'm odd and I'm this and I'm that. So you don't really yeah. So and then you just got these men that are just like, this is why I am, baby. Love me. Like, love me or lose me, baby. Like, that's just what we have. And so you're reading the timeline.
And
sometimes.
I think that is good for you. As we've seen. So you went all the way to Korea land. Now you have to pack your bags and come back. We could have stayed in your house.
Pack my bag. I was like, well, Korean Americans, what are you doing? Like, I was just like,
you didn't learn. So let me just pack your bag and come back.
Let me side shuffle to the ones that are like,
you're not ready to come home, okay.
No, I'm home. I'm here. Because Korean Brits don't exist, but I'm not seeing any. Everyone's like, oh, I'm from LA, so whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying this in fangirl land. This is not commitment, life, ring on my finger land. No, commitment, life, ring on my finger land, that's all about bank. So standards are completely different on that side. This is just enjoyment.
Really? So if there was someone, there's a potential person, and he was broke, he's not a potential person?
I mean, what's that? Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? This is not even like a broke thing. This is about, first and foremost, this is what I've decided this week especially, yeah, not even to do with like relationships. This was just, I just thought to myself, I have my values and I'm gonna stick to my values. That's it. And I feel like you really have to speak into existence what you want, and that's really important. So this isn't to say that, oh, I'm turning people down based on their bank alone. No, it's just, I know that I'm striving. Like, I'm hard and I'm excelling and I'm trying to excel in my field and I'm trying to go hard and be this phenomenal Beyonce without the talent. Like, I know that I'm trying to, like be Rihanna. So you're like, to me, there's this person
who's just dust.
Who's just, not even just dust, you're just there, like, you're perfectly satisfied where you are. You're a great person, but you're just not for me. Bank doesn't really mean much. But then if you're like, to me, there's this person, he's working in the city, he's completely different. I don't know why I said the city, but this person who's working, let me just say that he's working in retail or something that people don't know, so necessarily instantly see as of high financial. Yeah. He's working in retail, but he's doing fantastic and he's excelling and he's got, and there's this person with potential. So I'm a big potential person. I really like potential, but the thing with that is I really find potential dangerous because I can be like, as we've seen, running off in potential land and just fantasy, and reality hit me and I'll just be like, oh my god, but he looks so sad, he looks like a puppy, and then people are like, yeah, but the puppy's a rapist, and I'm like,
ouch.
This is the problem that I'm having. So it's not that if you don't have bank I'm going to not consider you, it's that you have to match the energy,
really.
It's just what it is. And but that's why I'm saying that's a whole other topic, fangirling and lifelong commitments. That's two separate topics.
Yeah, it's a different land.
I don't want people to mix up and be like, oh, Nimat's... No. No, because whenever I do this, my friends turn around and be like, but do Koreans even like black people? And then we're back to...
Yeah.
Everyone says that. So we're back to square one. And I'm not saying that they do or they don't. I'm just saying that if we're going to be reality about it, then the whole race things come into place, and then the whole religion thing comes into place, and then before you know it, there's really nobody left.
Yeah.
So I just want to highlight disclaimer.
Fangirl only.
But as we were saying, so they've been arrested.
So we've packed your bags and you're now in
I'm
LA.
Shifting over to Japan.
Oh,
in
Japan.
Or Koreatown in LA or somewhere. Like, you know, I'm just going to do the fangirling from somewhere.
I see.
Somewhere that I'm less... Do you know what it is as well, actually, what I actually wanted to say? Minus the fangirling, because I'm still a fangirl, I'm not even going to lie. It was actually really shocking to me, the societal views and, like, societal expectations and stuff. Mm-hmm. So certain things, like, you know how, like... And I think what I found really interesting about this whole thing is that I'm British and West African. I'm aware of what my West African culture is. I know what the patriarchy looks like in West Africa. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much aware of what that entails and what the expectations for women are, and, you know, and you kind of feel like that's the only form sometimes of patriarchy, what mm-hmm. you see, because your West African culture kind of dominates my British identity over here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be like, I'm aware of what British patriarchy is. I'm not really sure if it's as harmful as my West African identity, because I feel like I feel like the West African one is a bit more...
No, you know what I think it is? I think we can't necessarily compare and contrast patriarchy. And I think it's the way it manifests. And I feel like, A, we identify heavily with our West African culture more than necessarily British customs, whatever British customs are. So, A, that's going to manifest more to us. And B, it's the way in which it comes about. So some things are more passive, some things are more active. And I think... what we see of West African culture, patriarchy, is more active than what we see of maybe Western culture or British culture. Mm. So, personally, I don't like to compare and contrast the patriarchy, because we need to dismantle it all.
No, we definitely need to dismantle it. And we
but I know what you mean. But like, in terms of like what you see manifest and what you see is actively affecting my life.
My understanding of it was solely based on my West African upbringing. Yeah. So, with this whole thing... it does come into, because it comes into the Me Too movement a little bit. I then was able to see South Korean patriarchy and misogyny, and how a patriarchal society has impacted
them, like,
their outcomes.
Yeah, and then I was different. Like,
it's different. So there's different things. So there's things where, like, you know, there's things. We've known, we are patriarchal, we're quite matriarchal as well as West Africans. Like, mums do have a lot of control and stuff. It kind of, like you said, it kind of rears its heads quite differently. And I feel like women do have, especially Yoruba women, they do have a lot of power. It's just the men then use different methods to submit women. Do you know what I mean? So there's certain things. So looking at this incident and reading up the comments and reading what the society is like, and like how I said about how people think it's pretty much normal to send these videos, you're just not supposed to
talk about it,
it's just like
get caught,
like you just send illegal videos, like it's not even I don't think it's a second thought in a way of sorts, like it's normalized amongst the youth culture, I should say. And I'm speaking with like stars and hashtags, because this isn't my culture, so I'm just paraphrasing for what I've read and how I've understood it, so feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm like massively misjudging your culture. But it does seem like there's quite a bit of misogyny as well.
Yes, it does boil down to that.
Yeah, and so the whole thing, I was like, wow, I did not expect this level of cultural clash, or so it's like when you think about culture clashes and societal differences, and when people talk about interracial relationships and they're like, oh, you have to learn a whole different culture, you're thinking about food and you think about respect, you think, but you're not thinking about perception. How yeah, you're not thinking about how your position as a woman plays in this culture. What you're probably thinking is like, it's probably it's not more different from my culture, you know, like,
yeah, patriarchy is the same. I have to respect the elders.
The core values of misogyny is pretty much the same,
yeah,
cross base, but it's just,
it manifests and twists itself up to be one thing here and another thing there, and it'll come and slap you this and certain way,
bits are a bit more here, yeah. Certain bits. So I was just like, I'm looking at a lot of these things and I'm thinking, that could never be me, like, I'm not gonna let this run.
Yeah,
but then you're like, wow, like, oh,
these people actually do.
I'm not saying that they're letting this thing run, and that's a dangerous mentality as well, where you feel like people are letting things run. I'm not saying that these people are letting things run, but you're just, but reading, like, it and you're just like,
you just can never relate, like, what, like,
for, like, you guys just, and that's, then I'm reading other people's struggle. comments, and they're like, so no one's gonna, like, he's not gonna get in trouble for rape, da-da-da. Like, people, like, things that we are fixated on, they might not necessarily be fixated on, because
that's not what's, like, that's forefront, not, for them, that's not what, yeah, they identify as maybe their struggles as such, or like, they don't see it in the way we see it, sort of thing. Whether you, yeah, we all see it's wrong, but at the same time it's like,
but then, how wrong, yeah, so, and like, you're thinking this part is wrong, is worse than that part, and I'm, yeah, thinking, no, this part is worse, and so then we're having this conversation, I'm reading it and I'm thinking, I'm wondering why you can't see that I'm, what my thing.
We're looking at the same thing from different angles, and it's like,
and that for me was, it was really scary, because first of all, again, it highlights my ignorance to other people's cultures, but it just kind of just shows, like, wow, like, we as a global community, we need to talk, we have a lot of talking to do, and we have, like, a lot of growing and understanding to do of each other.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's just all to say, I'm not leaving K-pop yet. But I'm joking. Right, moving on quickly. A hotel found to have illegal cameras installed in South Korea.
Yeah.
So that one's also pretty much similar to what we were saying earlier. Like, I found that really scary, because I'm Islamic.
Literally.
So I was just like, okay, cool, you're not going to get what you think you're going to get, but what you are going to get is, like, 10 times bad for me. Yeah. So you're not going to, you're probably going to be like, oh, is that it? I'm going to be like, yay, my life is over.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
oh, question actually. Is there any onus on me if, like, someone, no, sees, okay,
if someone, so, illegally, or, yeah, goes, yeah, out of their, yeah, way, yeah. No.
Obviously, I'm not whipping off my hijab and, no, and, no, show, no, you, no, my legs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you go and somewhere and someone's put cameras and they've filmed you, that's never gonna be,
yeah,
you.
But, like, at the same time, I'm not saying it's gonna be on me, but
like religiously, no.
But, like, I don't know how to articulate my question. But it's like, is it anything? I don't know. Not on me, but, like, is there anything on my part that, like, I, you know what? Never mind. Everybody's mad. How can you be filming me in my private? Let me be. What's private now? Like,
there's no such thing, yeah, as privacy anymore. We did that though. We did that to ourselves. We willing, not that,
went to a hotel. No, I just want to sleep.
As in, we are part of this problem as well. Like, this didn't happen on its own. There are different factors, obviously, to this particular case. But I'm saying, like, the fact that privacy is lost.
Oh yeah,
it's because we willingly watch people do these shows where they put cameras in their houses and we watch them live their life. Like,
yeah, but some of them are willingly. So something like Big Brother, for example, that's willing. They willingly.
But I'm saying, like, we're pushing towards a society where we think we own a right or access to what goes on in someone's house. Like, people put out vlogs.
Oh, vlogs. Okay.
Like, we're normalizing watching people live their daily life.
No. I feel like there's a difference between me saying I'm gonna show you bits of my life, because when you vlog, you actively decide to vlog.
Of course. I'm not saying, like,
if you go to Big Brother, you actively decide to do so,
or consent.
Whereas with that, it's like, bro,
this, of course, consent. There's no consent. This is illegal. Yeah. That no one has given permission for. Yeah, and it's what voyeurism.
What you're saying is, like, it's become as a society. To watch people and, yeah, to, like, yeah, I see that.
It's what we think.
Why did they want to do that?
Okay, so the porn industry, I think, is illegal or blocked in South Korea. So this is how they come up with it. It makes you feel like, just legalize it then. But then it's just, yeah, like, the world is just a mess. I'm not even going to be here for, like, the solutions. I'm not part of the solution-based thinking of anything. I'm just here to chat crap about everything.
That's actually and, so mad. Yeah.
So don't come here for solution based.
So
thinking.
Did the hotel people put it in? Sorry, I'll keep asking.
No,
questions.
So okay, so from what I've seen in a drama, actually, because this is like a recurring thing, it's not new to them. Actually. But in a drama, so I saw someone kind of like booked a hotel and they just kind of go in and they replace like lamps and they just insert like a little
cameras.
Thing. Yeah, and then they think.
They just watch.
Yeah. And what but you get
if
is
you
what
watch
you get.
Me, you're just gonna watch a little girl. Like you're not gonna get that's much some action.
People's, that's some people's interest because it's not like there's always action.
Yeah, there's different interests of this very it's interesting messy. And non halal world. Next.
Right, so KCL profiling, but we've got a second left.
A second.
No, stop. Time's up.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be done.
One line on the KCL profiling, go.
That's mad. That's actually mad still.
It's unnecessary, right?
It's disgusting. And it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a uni student. Sorry, this is not one line.
Go ahead. Say your piece. Get off your chest.
And I just feel like, wow, because I have a bit of a voice and I think everybody's mad, which they are,
mm-hmm.
they've now put me on a list.
You're definitely on the watch list. You didn't. It's not even because you had this, it's because your name is Sauda.
Yeah. No, it's not even Sauda. Sauda, Oluwaseyo, Mutupeloa, Onanuga. That's my legal.
You really just did that.
Yeah, that's my name at uni. Like, everything, if you see my accounts and stuff, my name is like my full legal name. Oh, yeah, just told me my full legal name. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was like. You just did that, but hey. No. We don't edit.
This is my name. Whatever, man. Find me, follow me. Don't hurt me. But yeah, bro, I just think that's mad because I just imagine going to uni. I like wanted to tap in and be like, my car's not working. Like,
and you wouldn't. Do you know what's mad? You wouldn't think anything of it. You wouldn't just be like, think. Oh, my car's broken today. You go to reception. They're like, oh, seems to be a problem.
And the thing is, they weren't telling them.
They didn't tell them. They just blocked you on the watch list.
Yeah.
Because I think people must have had conversations. And then it was just like, yeah.
The Queen's coming. You've put two and two together. The Queen's coming
today.
A whole
bunch of students were just blocked and had no access to... And you're paying anything. 9K. Did you deduct this day's
exactly.
This
of
day's
my
rate
9K,
from their 9K?
The lectures I missed, the exams I missed.
Deduct
the facilities
everything, babe.
Exactly. Return that to my account or something.
That's what I think KCL need to do. They need to
is that even legal?
All their kids.
Someone
kids.
Should start looking
there's
into that.
There's quite a few that feel like there's marches and there's quite a few actions being
taken
place.
No, not marches. Someone get a lawyer. Guys, I think we need to start doing this thing of, like, obviously, marches
we need
and whatnot.
To form a union.
Yeah.
People of colour union.
Honestly. And so when things happen, we go to the union and be like,
now
yo,
I'm sure
someone
they're
going to
come
this.
And track me. But I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and I use my, let's say I'm a lawyer, or okay, I'm a techie, so I'll help you with my techie stuff if things go down. Like, we actually need to back each other because this is actual nonsense. Imagine me actually going to ITO and tapping my thing to try and get into labs and it doesn't work. Somebody has to suffer for that. Sorry, I didn't pay 9K for someone to put me
in. The fact that you even woke up and went to uni. Because I would have been like,
do you know how hard it is to get... Do you know how...
I'm sorry for all the kids that made it to their 9 a.m. to not be able to get in, like, because that is what would be paining me in my chest.
It's not working.
That's hella disrespectful, and I'm championing get your monies back.
Honestly, sue somebody. Also, the scary thing is they were put on a list before the day. Not you can't
that
put
was
all the students
such streamlined.
On the list.
Yeah.
On the day. That means this uni was watching these kids, people, and being like, yeah, you're a threat.
It goes back to that whole thing of you're never really going to be belonging. You're never really going to be a part of this community.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you just can't.
Yeah. That's mad. That's so
you
mad.
Think you're living your life and you're integrating
just
and they're like,
yeah. Just trying to secure the bag.
Eyes on you.
Yeah.
What did you say that? Just say that one more time, yeah, love.
And
just to get clear for the recording.
How did they... Was it because they're active in the uni or on social media? I'm literally thinking about myself. Like, has this uni... is my uni...
What was the criteria?
Yeah, like, are you spying on me,
no,
bro?
All of you... Queen Mary, definitely. You're definitely...
Nah, to be honest, I've added Queen Mary.
Definitely. All of you are on the list. The minute you join ASOC, I'm sure that's when they put you on the list as well.
Probably.
Like, I'm just...
Yeah. Anyway, madness.
Right, cool.
Okay,
we're wrapping up. Final
okay,
thing.
We're good. Oh, okay, that's one more.
Yeah, there's one more thing on the thing. 53 minutes, so we'll just keep it under 2 minutes. Final thing on our list is, I think I have a hand fetish, and I really wanted to discuss this.
Okay,
so
go
let's,
on.
Let's unwrap this. So I discovered it today. I don't know what it means. If you have a fetish, you need to explain to me what this means, because now I'm clearly part of fetish gang. So, no, actually.
Look to you, I was like, how do I clean up this?
I was about
Look,
to say, like,
Google
initiate
fetish
me, and then I was just like, no.
Should I Google what fetish means?
No,
for you?
Don't initiate me because you guys are fraudulent and I'm Islamic.
Yeah.
But what I realised was, actually, I was watching something and I realised I started paying attention. And I don't know if it's a fetish, like, for hands in general, or if it was just this one person's hands that I was like, I really like your hands. And I didn't really pay attention to anything they were saying anymore. So I was watching a podcast and someone was talking and they talk with their hands like me. So initially I was like, you're talking with your hands like I do. And then from there, I just didn't stop watching their hands. And then this morning when I was getting ready, I was still thinking about the hands.
Oh yeah, you have a hand fetish,
honey. And I was just like, I really like this person's hands. And I was like, I don't know. This is what I was like, I need someone to initiate me. Yeah, but it's not like a... I don't think that played the part in it. I just think I liked their hands.
Well, then just tell me about their hands.
It was nice. Okay, so I do like hands, but I've never really liked hands as like a like hand thing. So now that we're thinking about it, I feel like... But I do pay attention to people. I look at the way different people have hands. Like, you know, some people maybe long fingers. Some people like kind of bony. I used to look at the nail bed. So I used to look at like people's nails and stuff. I like... No. But not like out of anything. I think it's also because like growing up, my brother used to bite his nails and he always like really had... You know when people bite their nails? Ooh. And I don't like nail biters. And so... And even I used to bite my nails, but I would always bite it to a particular level because I didn't want it to go beyond. So I don't like nail biters. So I've always paid attention to people's hands. And I've always felt some type of way like when hands that I didn't like. Like if you'd bitten your nails off and you have literally no nails and then you grab me, I'd always be like,
ew. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Don't touch me.
But I never thought of it like I like hands. I just thought... I just think a hands are part of... Like not even just hands, like how you present is important.
Mm-hmm.
And if your hands are mash up... And I also hate like when males grow that long middle pinky finger. Right. So I never thought it was anything as a particular focus on hands.
Mm-hmm.
Till yesterday night when I was absolutely tired, but I had to get a couple of things in. And so I'm out here, I'm watching this podcast and this person talking with their hands. And I'm like, this is the first time I've seen your hands. I really like your hands.
Really?
And then I'd look at their face and I'd be like, I don't really like your face.
Really?
Your hands don't match your face. Not like they don't match your hands, but it's like
these... You think the attractiveness will be across the board. Like they're it's really just on like your hands, like
slim fingers,
mm-hmm.
kind of like. So they weren't black, so they were kind of like pale. But in their faces, their hands were like lighter than their face. But it looked like hands that don't do anything. Like they don't wash plates, nothing. They just look really delicate. And then like the nails looked fine and clean and everything from what I could see, seen as they were just talking like this, but it looked like they had full nails and not half nails. But then their face just wasn't a face that I would, not that they were unattractive, it was just not my attractive. So I was just like, oh, I don't like your face,
but I like your hands.
But I like your hands. What does this mean? Do I like hands? So I feel like
that's good. What
but I don't think it's the I don't think it's the funky fetish that I don't think it's the paying people fetish, like
fetish, a form of sexual desire in which gratification
is linked that's the wrong word. Then I just like hands.
Degree
to no, object. That's the wrong word. Stop.
Part of the body, etc.
Stop. That's the wrong word. We used the wrong word. We're taking this one back.
You guys, this is why when you said hand fetish, I was like, okay, let me let her.
I thought it just meant liking things.
Oh no, honey.
But I didn't think it meant like liking things like that. Liking, I just thought like if you like things, then you'd be like, oh, I like things.
Yeah.
I just like hands, but not like. Yeah, no, there was nothing. I was just like, I really like your hands. I'm trying to think. There was nothing like, ooh, touch me. No. I'm just trying to think. It was nothing like that. It was just like, I really like your hands. Your hands are really nice, I think.
Or the second one, an inanimate object worshipped for a supposed magical power. Oh, no, this is haram.
That's astaghfirullah.
I can't even read the rest of it.
That sounds like idol worshipping.
I see juju at the end.
Huh?
So I'm not even reading. Yeah, magical spirit. Mm-mm.
Okay, no. We're cancelling that word from our vocabulary. That's the end of that.
Yeah.
So I need another word that just means you like things.
Only one God. And that is Allah.
Muhammad was
bro, wasn't ready for that.
For real, but we are.
So
we learned a new thing.
It's not fetish.
We don't use that word in our vocab.
But no, I feel like people use fetish to different degrees. They're not necessarily sexually attracted to hands.
Yeah, no, I think like, I think they're wrong. They need to clean.
This is a whole Google.
No, so that could be WebMD for all I know. That's totally wrong.
Which is why I let you lie. I was like, okay, do you want to share this part of herself with us?
Yeah, but I wouldn't come on the internet and be like, guys, I have this thing, like.
I thought we were going to new levels here. I was like, wow, we're really going to open up about what we're attracted to.
Oh, hey, new audience. Like, we're in the thinking, dark, okay, dirty side.
If I find a man, let's look at his hands and make sure that... I took this seriously. I let you be the person you are.
Oh, well, thank you. I expect that's a safe space.
It's a safe space.
It wasn't even like that. Like, obviously, I feel like if I do find someone and their hands are butters, it would piss me off.
Yeah.
But...
I just think you just have poor personal hygiene.
Yeah, okay, I hate it when it's like all here's like all black from like dirt and then like underneath your nails. Like, I just thought that this was just common, but then I feel like in particular have a strong focus on your hands have to be clean. Yeah. Because I don't understand why people have like black things underneath and then all sides is dirty. And
how are you using your hands like day in, day out? And you just see dirt on your nails and like, yeah.
I have a couple friends with nice hands that have always been like nice hands, but they've never been like nice hands that, ooh. It's just like, nice. Yeah, they've just been like well kept hands. And I've always looked and I'd be like, yeah, I don't mind you. Your hands are, you look after your hands. Yeah,
like, you look after your hands though. Like, Nima wears like,
I like nail polish, but I don't actually look after my hands.
I mean, that's enough for me. Every time I'm like, oh, let me wear, I don't have like the breathable nail polish. So when I'm not praying, I'm like, oh yeah, let me wear nail polish. By the time my week is over, my days are over, it's like, oh, I didn't do it. Next time.
No, like, I do.
I don't care for them. Although, the most I do is I, moisturizing. I'm very serious about moisturizing my hands.
Yeah,
Ash your hands off. I think if I could pick my sins,
that's a problem as well. Ash your hands. Look at,
I don't understand.
Why are your hands and lips
if
dry?
I could pick a sin, yeah. If Allah was like Sada, like help me out here. Even though Allah doesn't need help, but if Allah asked me, what do you want? I would definitely make Ash's hands in particular a sin. I just think it's no. Obviously, there are people that maybe can't afford hand cream, stuff like that. For people, let's say like. These people in the London, like people that can afford it. If you can,
I just feel like black people. I'm just judging you.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't. Yeah, that's who I was talking about. If you black and your hands are ashy, I am judging you.
And when you're not black and I notice that your hands are ashy, I judge you extra hard because I'm like, yo, man, you just need a bit of water.
Like
you guys,
what is going on? Is everything okay at home? How can I see the ash on your pale skin?
Yeah, like, why do you not know
that much? And how does that not feel horrible? Like, I cannot do work. Like, if I'm at work. I can't do work if my hands are not moisturized. Like, I will literally be like, guys, do you have cream? And I know these, like, the guy next to me and the guy next to him don't have cream. It's the guy after him. That's why we became friends, because he has cream. Bro, I cannot do work if my hands are just ashing up.
Everybody I know comes out of the bathroom, washes their hands after washing that. And this is how I know people wash their hands in their bathroom, because they come out and then they grab hand cream. And
it's immediate.
You're a real one.
And you know what? I like going to places that they have the hand cream next to the soap.
No, that's not black people hand cream. That's always that something. Watered down.
Mm. I feel like it's still so. It helps me to get to my bag.
You have to like push.
And then
wipe the excess off with
tissue. Yeah, I appreciate it because at least you know what's up. I'm still going to go and use my own cream on my bag, but at least you know what's up.
For real.
Anyway, don't be ashy.
I technically don't have a hand fetish. I just like hands.
I'm just clarifying that.
And apparently I just like this one person's hands, which is really sad because I don't like their face. So we don't know what we're going to do about that.
Mm.
But yeah. Don't send me your hand pictures. I just thought about it. I was like, please don't send me pictures of your hands. Don't be that person. I actually don't care. But yeah, we're going to wrap up here. We passed the 45-minute mark by 15 minutes, but we've done fantastically well.
We're progress, growth. Growth.
This has been Mintu Pod. See you on the flip side. Oh, there'll be no pod next week because we were going to be at an award ceremony.
Inshallah.
We're famous, bitch. No, I'm joking. It's just work. But come true, if you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I come see you on the flip side.
Peace out, A-Town down.